BBC News with Debbie Russ. The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has held nearly 2 hours of talks with President Putin and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mr. Tillerson called the discussions productive, but he said the world's two foremost nuclear powers could not have such a poor relationship as they currently do. Syria was top of the agenda. Mr. Lavrov said he had yet to see evidence of Syrian government involvement in the alleged chemical attack that provoked a US missile strike on a Syrian airbase. The Russian foreign minister said that he'd also asked for, but had not been given, evidence to substantiate allegations of Russian cyber interference in the US elections. Russia has vetoed a UN Security Council draft resolution presented by the US, Britain and France, demanding that Syria cooperates with an investigation into the suspected chemical attack last week. In the angry debate before the vote, the US ambassador said it was long past time for Russia to stop covering for President Assad. But the Russian envoy said he was amazed that Western countries could blame the Syrian leader. There's been another anti-government protest in the Hungarian capital, Budapest. Thousands of people demonstrated against plans to undermine civil organizations that receive backing from abroad. The European Champions League football quarter-final between Borussia Dortmund and Monaco has taken place in Germany a day after it was postponed following an explosives attack against the home team's bus. The Borussia Dortmund player injured in Tuesday's attack, the Spanish international Mark Bartra, is recovering with a broken wrist. The Speaker of South Africa's Parliament has postponed a vote of no confidence in President Jacob Zuma, which was due to take place on Tuesday. The vote will take place after a constitutional court ruling on whether it can be a secret ballot, following a court case brought by the opposition Democratic Alliance Party. And that's the latest BBC News.